Hi, friend, and welcome to the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a place for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking over it. So let me ask you something. How would it feel to unapologetically chase your definition of success? See, I'm on a mission to do this, and I want you to come along with me in becoming an unapologetic entrepreneur. This is someone who has defined success on their terms and is committed to setting boundaries and making progress towards achieving that success. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and after several years of entrepreneurship, I found myself chasing someone else's definition of success, and I actually couldn't answer the question, what does success look like for you, Amanda? This started me on a journey to understanding this answer for myself, and I now understand that our definition of success, it evolves over time. But the key is to always know what our definition is in each season of our life. And on this podcast, I am dedicated to exploring how other entrepreneurs have shown up unapologetically and sharing my journey, of course, too. So pop in those earbuds so we can explore topics such as success, goals, mindset, of course, marketing, and money. You will walk away inspired through stories and ready to take action through clearly defined steps. So let's dig in. Hi, friend. Today we are talking about how to start a podcast, and I could not be more pumped to share this episode with you today. So last week in episode number 200, I celebrated 200 episodes and shared about my journey. And I even teased up this episode because I know that if you were listening to that episode, you might be thinking about starting your own podcast. And so I wanted to have my guest on today to talk about how to start a podcast because I've only done it once and I only have my own experience. And so I wanted to bring on the expert on helping other people start a podcast. And so I have a wonderful guest, and her name is Crystal Prophet. And I was a guest on her podcast, and oh my gosh, I learned so much from her. Before I was a guest on her podcast, I actually binged listened to so many episodes on her podcast. It is a wealth of knowledge. It's called the Prophet Podcast, and I definitely want you to queue it up because she has all the answers for you. And I really wish I had connected with her and knew who she was back in 2019 when I started my podcast, because I went about it as just like Googling things, trying to figure it out one step at a time. And oh my gosh, I just made it so much more difficult than it really needed to be. So after reflecting on my 200 episodes, creating that episode last week, if you were to ask me today, Amanda, I want to start a podcast, what would you say to me? Like, what are the things that you would say for me to do? And I would say, number one, do it. Start now. You'll figure it out along the way. Number two, please learn from Crystal Prophet. These are the two things that I know I would tell you. And so I brought her in and I'm going to tell you about her, but we're going to talk about, you know, why podcasting, really thinking about what podcasting is and why to do it if it's really on your mind. And we're also going to talk about how to start a podcast. We're going to talk about naming the podcast and content ideas. She gives so much in this episode, and she also has amazing, amazing resources as well. So that is something I want you to keep in mind. She has some free resources and some paid resources, but she has more than just this episode. She also has her podcast as well. So let me tell you a little bit about Crystal before I turn the mic over to her. So Crystal Prophet is a content strategist. She's a coach and a host of the award-winning show, The Prophet Podcast. She specializes, which I just love, in helping content creators create with confidence. How beautiful is that? She teaches about content strategy, repurposing, which you know I love, branding and marketing through her podcast, her digital courses, which I highly recommend, and her YouTube channel, which helps her create even more content. She has also appeared as a content expert on other YouTube channels, such as Buzzsprout and StreamYard. So there's a lot of people who trust her, believe in her, and I am definitely one of them. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Crystal and get ready because you're going to want to take notes and you'll be inspired the whole way through too. Crystal, thank you so much for being here today. I feel like I just have the best day happening because I get to talk to you. So thank you for coming on the show.
Yes. Thank you for having me, Amanda. We were chatting before we started recording and I was like, oh, we're actually recording this the day that your episode, it's the day before your episode goes live on my podcast. So I'm getting a double dose of you today and it's super, super fun. So thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited. And thank you for having me on your show. We'll make sure to link my episode on your podcast, The Profit Podcast, in the show notes so everyone can go listen. But real quick, before we dive into all things starting a podcast, can you tell everyone a little bit about you and how you serve your students?
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's funny because I'm basically the person, I was just telling Amanda too, before we started recording, my husband was like, you need to start introducing yourself as a podcast therapist because there's so many podcasters that will say, well, I can tell you how to do it, but you don't really, it's the thing that a lot of podcasters don't really want to do because you do it one time to get everything set up and then you kind of forget about it. And I have a journey that's, you know, like every entrepreneur, it's always different than you expected it to be. Like as an entrepreneur, like it's not something you typically have on your life plan, like go to college, get married, start your own business. Like that's not usually one of those things in there. It's you get a job and you go into corporate and you sail off into the sunset until you hit retirement and it's everything's blissful. That is not how my story went at all. But I was in corporate for several years and I had the opportunity to stay at home with our boys. I have 3 boys now, but at the time when I was working in corporate, I had 2 small children and we were moving and we were just looking at daycare costs because none of them were in school yet. And I was like, man, I think I just want to stay at home for a little bit. I didn't love what I was doing anyway in corporate. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to stay home for a few years. And unfortunately, I had also told myself, I'm going to be the best stay-at-home mom that has ever walked the planet, which every person that's ever been a stay-at-home parent is hearing this and dying laughing right now, saying, I had that thought too. It is a mistake. It is a losing battle for sure. And this was right around the time of Pinterest coming out. So, I mean, like, I was just setting myself up for failure from the beginning. But I started staying at home with my kids and I got bored. Oh, like it even feels weird to say it now, like so many years later. Like you're not supposed to say that, especially if you're in the South. Like I grew up in Texas and I have so many friends. I grew up in a small town in Texas and so many friends that are like, I'd give anything just to stay at home with my kids and never have to work again. And I had this thought of, oh, that's not me. Like I've never felt that way. I never felt that I just wanted to stay at home. It wasn't the journey for me because I've always been super ambitious. And so whenever I was staying at home, I kind of dabbled in, you know, doing the Pioneer Woman, of course, like I had to have a Pioneer Woman, like redrumming phase of trying to be a at-home chef. Didn't work out well for me. My husband could tell you several bad recipes later. I'm a decent cook today. But in that journey, I realized, oh, she started as a blogger. And then I found my own blogging mentor. I kind of started blogging very terribly. I always tell people I was a terrible blogger. I was never a good blogger. But when my blogging mentor eventually started a podcast, and it wasn't these huge studio productions, it was just someone that was a few steps ahead of me. She started her show and I thought, well, why can't I do that? And so all of that long segue into my journey of starting a podcast in 2018. And here I am now. Today, I am a podcast coach and content strategist and a podcast therapist. I'm like, I'm not certified. Okay. Let me just throw that out there. I'm a self-proclaimed podcast therapist. And this is what I love to talk about. I love to talk about podcasting and especially your audience, Amanda, who is in the beginning of their journey. I mostly talk to people that have a digital course business or they're a service provider and they're trying to figure out how to use marketing as a tool to help them get new leads. And it's usually a podcast is the first thing that I say. It's like a website, you know, in 2000 or whatever. It's like everyone needs it. It's your business card of the day. And especially for those people that like to talk, it's really easy to get started and network with some incredible people. So that's my long way into my story.
I love it. It was a great story. It was so fun to go along that journey with you of how truthful you were throughout all of it. And I think that's one thing that, you know, I know we're going to be talking about podcasting and really staying true to ourselves, right? Yeah. And doing that. And you did that throughout the whole journey of, you knew, not that there's anything wrong with staying at home and doing the stay-at-home mom thing, but you were like, I knew it wasn't me. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's so important. You know, that's what I talk about and wrote a book about. It's like, we need to know ourselves as entrepreneurs and blazing that trail for what feels good for us. Exactly. And all that leads me to say, like, I had no idea that podcasting would be the thing I love so stinking much, but I love how podcasting has changed my business. And it really opened my eyes to the type of content that I wanted to create. And kind of like you, I did a whole bunch of things that led up to it. And I actually blogged first, then started a YouTube channel because I was like, oh, mm-hmm. I'll do video, thinking that that was the thing. And then podcasting was like, this is the thing. Like, I love podcasting more than any of it. And so it was fun to, I should say fun now. I should not say it. Like, it wasn't necessarily fun all the time. It's fun to look back and see kind of how I found that. And podcasting is definitely the thing that changed my business for sure.
Oh, I love hearing that. And I love your journey of blogging to YouTube to podcasting, because I almost feel like it's a step into the blogging world. And then maybe it was like 10 leaps into YouTube.
Yes.
And then you're like 5 steps back into podcasting. And then it's like, okay, this feels right. And I feel like there's a lot of people that do that. And I think that it's just, you learn something from every type of content. And especially, mm-hmm. I mean, I have a blog, quote unquote, it's my show notes for my podcast.
Same.
It's a blog post, mm-hmm. you know? So I have a blog. I have a YouTube channel and I have a podcast. Mm-hmm. And when I look at all of them, it's kind of like your children. You're not supposed to say which one's your favorite, but if I'm being honest, it's the podcast. And right. the reason why is the expectations are so much lower. And I'll explain that, but it's so much lower than it is on the other side of blogging and YouTube. So with YouTube, you have this from the audience and the consumers, there's this level of expectation of, well, you got to have at least have a good camera and good audio quality, right? So there's already two things that are pretty layered there. And then if you want to get into the comparison of, you got to have a nice set and you got to have stuff in the background. Right. If you're just listening, you can't see me. I'm like waving my hands at the whole background. Like, it has to be set up and aesthetically pleasing. And you got to have these cool lights and all these like fancy things. It's like, I'm pretty cheap, Amanda, if I'm being really honest. And I don't want to invest too much in having this whole production studio for video. And it's a lot of work. If you are a solopreneur, it is a lot of work. Even if you have a virtual assistant that's across the country or around the globe from you, they can't help you physically come in, set up your camera, set up your ring light, do all these things. But with a podcast, I can record on my phone.
Like, right.
I mean, like, this is the level of expectation that we're working with. And so I want to encourage anybody that's listening that you've been psyching yourself up about, I have to have A, B, and C before I can even get started. I'm here to tell you that you don't. I literally record episodes. I have recorded several on my phone. I just have a plain iPhone. It's nothing fancy. I've recorded on my AirPods. I've recorded in the car waiting for my son at the orthodontist. Like, I mean, like, let's set the expectations so much lower on what you think you have to have in order to be successful and go from there. So
thank you. 1,000 times. Thank you. And I really wish I had known you when I was thinking about starting my podcast. Because I sure did psych myself out. I remember, so I had this YouTube channel, which I still have a YouTube channel, and I do put some of the podcast episodes out, but I'm not as consistent on YouTube anymore, but I started it. And I had, it was basically like the video, it was a video blog, so weekly short videos. And I had my friend Shannon at the time, she was telling me, Amanda, you should just start a podcast. I think a podcast is going to be better for your, like, the people that are listening to you. They're walking, they're driving. This was before COVID, all of these things. Like, they're doing all this stuff. They're not watching videos. And I don't think you're going to get the traction. And so I was like, but that feels like so hard. I don't know. And she was like, you're making videos. Like, it's way harder for what you're like. I had psyched myself out so hard.
Yes.
And I wish that I had found your book when I was starting. So I'm going to make sure that's in the show notes. So everyone listening, we're going to talk a lot about the steps and going through things of starting your podcast, but please buy Crystal's book. It is so good. When I clicked through, I love that one click Amazon, you know, it's like, yes. I bought it so fast. And it was so helpful that you just break it down so easily and how you can just like make these decisions and you say it in plain English, funny mm-hmm. also. Very funny. Like your personality is definitely in there. And I just love how easy you made it. So I just wish I had found you when I was starting my podcast.
Yeah, I know. We need a time machine to go back and then go back and tell our old selves all the mistakes that we made. Like, can we get an amen for all the mistakes? Because I think that that's what people see, you know, especially if they find you in the middle of your journey. Because like you said, you know, you're several hundred episodes into your podcast. If someone were to find you today, they're like, well, Amanda's got it all figured out. Like she's done all the things. They don't see all the things, all the obstacles, challenges, everything that you went through to get there. Some of them you overcame and some things you had to just, you know, throw in the ditch and drive off and say, we're not even going to talk about those things that didn't work out because, you know, those were money wasters or time wasters or whatever, bad decisions, but they all lead us to where we are in our journey and where we're supposed to be. And oh man, I love talking to my audience and potential listeners from a place of, I get you. I see you. And I'm not going to sugarcoat that I'm perfect. I've never, ever, ever said that I'm perfect. And I will happily share all of my mistakes. They're so dumb. They're so dumb, Amanda. And I am so genuine about this because this is one of the reasons why I see people scared to start is because they just see the Instagram worthy experience that someone has in their business or in their content. And they're like, yeah, but I'm not that. I can't do that. If I can't even get started, if I can't have an Amy Porterfield podcast, then why?
I was just about to bring her up.
Why am I even going to start? Like, that's the thing. I hear this all the time when people are like, I just want a podcast like Amy Porterfield. I'm like, that's fantastic. Go back 10 years and, you know, go start when she started with all the resources and tools mm-hmm. that she had. And maybe we can have this conversation. They look at me like, okay, well, we can't do that. Obviously, I'm like, exactly. So let's get started today doing what we can with what you have. But yeah, what were you going to say about Amy?
I love it. Well, I was going to say like how cool it is that you're connected with her and how I think it's so cool. But just like you were saying, like someone could see me several hundred episodes in mm-hmm. and think, oh, Amanda has it together. And I'm here to say, I absolutely did not. Please go back and listen to episodes 1 through 4 that were released all at the same time. And I edited like, thankfully, I now outsource editing. Like I started doing my own editing, doing all this stuff. And thank goodness that things sound better now. I mean, if they didn't, that would mean I didn't do anything. But to the point is you've interviewed Amy Porterfield. When you look at your book, like she wrote an endorsement for your book. I can look at that and be like, oh my gosh. That she's so much like she's done so much more than I have. And so to hear you say like, just get started, do these things, like it's so helpful. So thank you for doing that is kind of what I wanted to say is because I can look at it or anyone could look at it and be like, well, Crystal's further than me because she's connected with Amy Porterfield. And that's really far down the road. And I can't have a guest like Amy Porterfield, right? So I shouldn't even start. Like this is where what our mind does to us, I feel like.
Yeah. And I want to give you, and I don't know why this analogy just popped into my head. I've been at the time of us recording this, it's early summer and my husband and I have been getting into gardening. My mom's been in gardening for a long time. And I'm like, okay, like, let me try some of these things out. So I'm going to give you a gardening analogy. I feel like there's a lot of people like experts, coaches in the industry that teach at you from a point of they're sipping their iced tea on the porch saying, this is what you should do. And this is how it's done. And once you do it, you'll have this beautiful, luscious garden. Whereas I like to come in and say, all right, I got my shovel, I got my gloves on, you got all this, you got weeds in here that we need to take care of before you can even plant anything that you want to grow in the next few years. So I'm right there with you, digging things out, ripping things up that are disgusting, or, you know, putting that mulch down or that fresh soil, and really helping you lay that foundation. Because what happens so often is people come to me for quick wins, and they get really disappointed when I say, that's great for other people, but that's not how you can lay a foundation for your show. Because they're like, how do I get 1 million downloads? And I'm like, I don't know how to tell you to do that. If there's people out there, I mean, be careful with your wallet, like hold it close to your chest, because they will take every penny that you have and promise you the sky. But at the same time, I don't want to do any of those things. I want to show you how to lay a foundation for content that is sustainable over the long haul, because there's so many people that I've met. I mean, it makes me so sad. Like in the last 5 years that have started something and quit in the first 3 months or the first 6 months, or they get to a point of they ramped it up so much that they're like, I absolutely cannot sustain this. Like this is, and they've just walked away from their business. They're not here. They're absolutely not in this space anymore. They've given up. And I think going back to my podcast therapy position that I've given myself, I am here to say, let's not quit on our business. Let's find a way to make it fun. This is like first and foremost, you got to have fun and make it sustainable so that you can create in a way, back to your point of blogging, YouTube was too much. And then it's like, okay, podcasting is right in the middle. Let's streamline those processes and make things easier and make it to where it fits seamlessly into your business and how you want to serve your customers.
I love all of that so much. You and I coach very, very similar. So I don't coach people to start a podcast because you get to do that. And I'm thrilled to share them with you. But we coach the similar way of I'm right beside you. Like, I'm not going to be sitting on the porch telling you what to do. I'm going to be like down in the dirt with you, which I love so, so much. So people are listening to this podcast and they've come this far and they're like, okay, I'm going to do this. Like the inkling is there. And I'm here to say, if you're listening and you're this far in, the inkling is there. I think it's safe to say it's time. And how would you suggest someone get started with their I'm going to start a podcast journey?
Yeah. I think that the first thing is just to understand how podcasting works. And I think that this is the part that I skipped over in the beginning. Let's pull up a chair and talk about mistakes for a second.
Let's do it.
Because one of the things that I really just completely blew past in my just laying the foundation for, okay, I'm planning, I'm thinking about content, I'm thinking about this. There wasn't a lot of strategy in it. And by strategy, I'm not talking about how to use this funnel and make your first $1,000. I'm talking about strategy that goes back to the sustainability of processes and how our brains think about content. And so a great example is I always teach all of my students and members of my community, I want you to sit down and plan your first 20 podcast episode ideas. I'm not saying your full script, a whole outline, bullet points, none of those. I'm talking about just ideas that you would feel comfortable and saying, okay, these are going to be the first 20 episodes. And then people are like, but Crystal, I have to do them in chronological. I'm like, nope, we're not putting anything to them. Like, we're not judging these ideas. We're not saying they're good, they're bad. You should do them wholeheartedly. But all I'm saying is once people can sit there and brainstorm, you could use a whiteboard, use a Google Doc, you could use a napkin, you could use the notes app on your phone. I don't care where you put these, but think of 20 ideas. And once you start thinking about what you want to talk about, because typically people that want to start a podcast, you've been thinking about it. You've been thinking about it for weeks, months, or even years. So there's some ideas that you have deep inside of you and you have to pull those out. This is the first step, is just getting those ideas out on paper or wherever you're going to have them. And then from there, I want you to take a step back and actually look at podcasting and how it works. So I'm going to break this down really simple for anybody that's listening and they're like, well, I don't actually know. Like, I listened to Amanda's podcast, but I don't really know the logistics of how podcasting works. I'm going to make it super simple. You have an audio file, you upload it to a podcast host, and they distribute it to Apple, Spotify, and all the places. It's literally those are the three things you need to know. You have to have an audio file, you have to have a host, and then they will distribute to all the players where people can listen. So that's podcasting 101. Like, you passed amazing. Already, like certificate. Everybody now understands podcasting. Of course, there's all the logistics and the minutiae, like in between of how that works. But now that you know that, you can't go into tomorrow and say, well, I don't know how podcasting works, so I can't start. Like, I'm going to take all your excuses away.
Yes, you okay? are.
I'm going to take them all away. Because so, that's the thing is like, I don't know how to do it. That's exactly how you
yeah.
do it.
I love that you just called out, like, I'm going to negate all of your excuses. And I've got one that I know is going to come up for people.
Ooh, do it.
Because of that content idea. So writing down the 20, which I also wish I had done. I did it pretty quickly afterwards, mm-hmm. but I released my first four episodes all at once. So I knew those four.
Yes.
And then kind of had a loose idea of what I wanted to do, but I gave myself basically a month, right? So mm-hmm. I had those first four. But I know what's going to happen here. Someone's going to sit there, blank screen, blank napkin, whatever's going on. And the whole imposter syndrome situation is going to pop up of who am I to talk on these things?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to elaborate on this?
Oh, so we have 7 hours, right?
Right.
7 hours. Like, we have a full day workshop to talk about this.
That's what we need to do.
This is okay. So I did a talk about this recently, and I was talking about imposter syndrome, and I was letting the audience know that it never goes away. I'm just going to call it out what it is today, because it's going to look different from when you're first starting compared to later. So let me give you an example. Today, like I'm putting myself in your shoes. So listener, I am you. I'm psyching myself out saying, I'm not ready to start this podcast. Who am I? I've only helped one other person in my business. So I can't call myself an expert. I can't do this. I can't do that. So there you are. I see you. You're on day one. Here I am. I'm on year five. And I can tell you, if someone were to call me tomorrow and say, Amy Porterfield wants you to speak at her online event that she does every year, I would say, who am I to do that? And y'all, I have produced over 1,000 podcast episodes. Like, I have created some content. Yes. And if she were to call me and say, come on down. Like, you know, of course I'm going to say yes. Like, I'm
absolutely
putting that out in the universe. It's going to happen.
While I'm sweating.
There. Yes, exactly. But so I just want to like level the playing field and let you know that everybody still has it. Like, you don't start a podcast and no longer suffer from imposter syndrome. You will always have that with you. But the thing is that you have to look at it and say, well, I'm not going to promise people that I'm an expert in something that I'm not. So I didn't start a podcast about how to start a podcast. That's not what my original show was about. It was called The Rookie Life. And that is exactly what it was about. It was about helping female entrepreneurs and telling stories of what it was like to be a rookie. And, you know, how did that kind of evolve over time for them in their journey? And then after a while, people ask me, well, how do you start a podcast? How did you get this thing going? So that's where the transition happened. But it wasn't until I was about 50 episodes into my podcast journey that I felt confident enough to say, oh, I can now teach about podcasting. So it's going to look different for everybody. Like, and I always tell people, work with your expertise, work with your knowledge, your education, how you've helped other people get results. And I think it's super important to not put the word expert up on a pedestal. And even if you don't feel comfortable calling yourself an expert, you don't have to be the expert. I think some of the best podcasts are the ones that are out there that are saying, hey, I don't know how to do this thing, but I'm going to figure it out. Join me, like pull up a chair. We're going to go on this ride together. And I want you to come like walk alongside each other as we go on this journey. So there's a lot of different ways that you can look at it, but please don't let imposter syndrome cripple you into just not being able to move any, like take that next step forward, because it's always going to be there. You mm-hmm. just have to learn how to work within what you can do today.
I love that. And I really appreciate it because I know that's what's going to happen because I've seen it happen so many times. Maybe it's not in a conversation where I'm talking about a podcast, but it's anything related to content.
Yes.
Is people will say, but I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. Not my answer is yes, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You absolutely do. And it's, and I remember being nervous about it as well and thinking, how am I going to talk about this, whatever this is, you know, how am I going to talk about this? I'm not the expert, whatever. And the thing is that you're running a business. You're most likely listening to this podcast because you're running a business and you're doing something. And you probably, even if it's only a few people, you have people asking you questions about something. And that, in my opinion, is where you can start with content ideas because you've already answered them. Like if someone comes up and asks you a question, like how to start a podcast, right? And now you have an entire podcast about this and you coach and you do all these things because people have asked you about how to start a podcast. And so it gives you the content ideas. And I know that it takes time to have those people come to you. So at the beginning, at least for me, I'll speak from my own experience. It was, I took a guess. I was like, I know I want to talk about marketing at first. Yeah. And I'll talk about email. I'll talk about social media and just see what clicks. And that's how I got started with content. But thank you for dispelling that because I know it's going to stop people because it usually does. Hey there. I had to pop into this episode to tell you all about Crystal's digital course, Profit Podcasting. If you are thinking about starting a podcast, please, please, please do yourself a favor and enroll in her course. It will save you hours of your time and tons of your energy. So instead of Googling to find all the answers, she's put it together for you. It's a DIY style course that you can go through immediately and at your own pace. But the bonuses take it to the next level. You get access to monthly Q&As, guest expert trainings, and get ready for it, a tech library. No more spending hours trying to deal with those tech headaches because Crystal's got you. Plus, I want to give you a special bonus too. If you use my affiliate link, you'll get access to a special bonus that I created just for Crystal's course. I've compiled all my top tips, the advanced ones from podcasting that I've never shared anywhere else, even on my own podcast. Because after producing hundreds of episodes and receiving more than 140,000 downloads, I've got a few tips to share and they are packed in this bonus for you. So go to amandamckinney.com/faves and click on Crystal's course link. After you purchase her course, email that order number to support@amandamckinney.com and we will get you your bonus. Okay, let's jump back into the episode.
I want to tell you two quick stories because when you talk about like the actual feelings of getting started, I have this visceral memory. Oh man, this is before I started podcasting too. It was the very first time I ever went live. And this was before Facebook Live. This was in the Periscope days.
Oh,
way back in the day. I was still trying to blog at that point.
I was in corporate when Periscope came out and I was like, I got to figure this thing out. Someone asked me about it in a meeting. And I was like, not knowing what the heck it was.
Oh my gosh. Like I'm just sitting here because it is such a visceral memory. So anybody that's having like nervous anxiety about hitting record, I don't even care if you're an awesome public speaker. I had been an MC at events. I had been in front of hundreds, thousands of people at a time, but sitting in a room by myself, just recording something is the most awkward feeling in the world. And I'm here to shout it from the rooftops every single day. You are 100% normal if you feel awkward recording by yourself, because unless you're this generation that was born with a smartphone in your hand, like it's super awkward. It's so, so awkward. And I remember I was sitting there and I was going to hit live, and I know everybody listening can't see me, but I had my phone and I was shaking my whole, I didn't have a selfie stick. That wasn't a thing back then. I think this is when the camera like first just appeared on the front of the iPhone, and I'm sitting there and my hand is shaking and my heart is pounding. And I'm like, I hope that they can't see me. There's like sweat dripping from my brow. I feel like I'm about to have a heart attack. I'm just like, oh my gosh, why is this so hard? And that was the first piece of content I ever created live. And that was the Band-Aid that I needed to rip off. It was terrible. I think, I don't even know if one person watched it, if I'm being really, not even my mom. I was just like, maybe my mom watched it. I don't think anybody watched it. But it's that thing that we all have that Achilles heel, like that Band-Aid that we just have to say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to go all in. And so maybe for somebody that's listening, that's thinking about a podcast, it's recording a voice memo on your phone, mm-hmm. not even somewhere where it could be, you know, released publicly on accident. You know, if you're not into Instagram Live or doing Instagram stories or anything of that nature, just record something on your phone. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be anything earth-shattering or groundbreaking. It's, hi, I'm Crystal, and I'm starting this podcast thing, and I don't really know what it's about, but I'm just getting used to hearing the sound of my own voice, and I'm going to keep talking until I feel comfortable. And literally just keep talking like you're talking to one of your friends. Tell me what you had for lunch today. Tell me, you know, what you see as you're walking around your house with your phone up to your face. It's awkward and it's weird, but these are the things that you have to get through in order to get to a point to where you can be like Amanda and say, this is how I can help you in your business. And I'm going to teach you this today. Like there's steps in between to go from, I'm going to record myself to feeling confident. Mm-hmm. about your message. And the only way to get there is to go through that messy middle.
Oh gosh, yes. And you're reminding me of something that I've never talked about on the podcast before, not because it's weird or anything, but just because it's never come up. But I almost didn't start my podcast because I hated the sound of my voice. And I remember hearing it and thinking, my voice sounds really weird. It sounds really weird. I don't think I like that. And Crystal, let me tell you, most people that I hear from that listen to my podcast, which is so sweet that I hear this now, they say, Amanda, you have the best, most calming podcast voice. I just yes. love listening to you talk. And I think, oh my gosh, how is it so different? And now I'm so used to my voice now that it doesn't bother me, but I distinctly remember thinking yeah. it was the worst voice.
Mm-hmm. Again, you're not unique in this. And everybody listening, like I told this story, this was at Podcast Movement earlier this year. I spoke on the Evolution stage in Las Vegas and I look like the biggest dork ever because of how I told this story, but it was very important. I'm going to share it with you today because yes. I have this memory of being 12, maybe 11. And I was helping my mom get groceries out of her car. So we're like, you know, I'm getting groceries. I'm doing that thing where you load up like five bags on each arm. And, you know,
why do we do
like,
that? I don't know why, but exactly. I do it every time.
Exactly. So we're both like hunkered down. Well, the phone starts ringing and, you know, it was our kitchen house phone. It wasn't anybody's cell. We didn't, none of us had cell phones. And she starts freaking out. And I'm like, what is she freaking out about? Is she waiting on this like important call? What's going on? So she's trying to get her keys out of her bag and like open the door. And she's like running inside. And I'm not joking, Amanda. She like did this superhero like lunge towards the phone to hit the answering machine because we had one that had the built-in answering machine. Well, she missed. She didn't hit it. Then all of a sudden you hear, hi, you've reached the Blair household. We're not available. Please leave a message after the beep. And she immediately goes, ugh, like so loud. And she says, I hate the sound of my voice. I hate the sound of my voice. So I remember that from such a young age that she felt that way. And then I remember, you know, even setting up my own voicemail on my phone. I was like, oh, I don't want to hear it. Like, I hate it, but I have to do it and that kind of thing. So I think all of us have some level of that in us where we don't like the sound of our voice. We hate listening, like watching ourselves if we're on video, even if it's not on YouTube, it's just on your grandma's phone. She's like, look right. at this. You're so cute. You know, I have a video of you. None of us like to hear that. So I just want to level the playing field and let everybody know you're normal. If you have these feelings, 100%, everybody feels this way. It's just how you find the courage and the confidence to move through that. That's the way that you become a content creator and you start putting stuff out. You just push past it and say, Crystal and Amanda told me I'm going to get better. I'm going to accept my voice one day. So I'm going to hate it right now, but I'm going to get through it and just know that there's acceptance on the other side of that.
There sure is, you know, and maybe that's why people have said to me, like, I love your voice. Like, it is needed. I needed to hear it, you know, is one of those things. But I can say, like, when you were saying, like, finding the courage, because I truly believe that's what it is. We have to find the courage to push through, because we're not going to feel confident without taking action. And I distinctly remember, I love that we're like recalling all of these things that helped us move forward. What helped me move forward with video was I put a post-it next to the camera. So like I'm pointing, if you're listening on the podcast, I'm pointing to the camera. And I put a post-it there and I wrote someone's name or drew a face on it. And really what it was, and I still do this, whether I'm recording a podcast or a video, I think about the person on the other side of the screen or of the other side of the earbud or whatever. And I said this on a call recently, and it was so sweet to be able to see people listen to what I said. I said, you know, I didn't know your name, but I knew that you needed to hear this. And so those first pieces of content, which by the way, no one has pretty much heard or seen. I mean, it's just hanging out on YouTube. Have fun with that. And, you know, but I was just thinking, I know that someone needs to hear this on the other side. And so for those five people who've watched that YouTube video, like that's who needed to hear it. And it's cool now to know people's names that have said, man, I've listened to your podcast. And it's like, you're with me when I take my walks and all of these things. And so I just want everyone else to take that if it's helpful of like, just know that there are people on the other side of the screen, of the internet in general, that they're going to want, they need to hear from you for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think back to, especially when you talk about people that get scared that their market's so saturated, they're like, I'm in marketing. Like everybody's doing a marketing podcast. There's no room for me. Like I would be in the bottom 2000 if I started, you know, a podcast today. Why would I even try? And I always go back to, what do you uniquely have that is only yours? And so, Amanda, I love that people point out your voice. I was actually going to tell you that too, because I've listened to it. And I will say I have turned many a podcast off that are in the top 0.5 of podcasts. I cannot listen to their voice. I cannot stand it. So that is a huge compliment.
Like,
that's not just a little compliment. That's a huge compliment when people say, I love what you talk about and I love your voice, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that turned my podcast off.
No, like, your podcast is too loud. Is so good. I love it. As soon as I found it, yours was one of those ones that I found and I was like, oh my gosh, I think I found a friend. You know, I was like, I just want to meet her. You were one of those people for me. I loved it. Oh, I binged like several in a row the first time I heard it.
Oh, that's so sweet. But I think that it's so important just to show up as yourself. Like what you see is what you get with me. And that is just how I teach. It's how I tell people. It's like, look, again, I'm not going to tell you how to get 1 million downloads tomorrow, because I don't think that you need to speak to 1 million people in order to have a successful podcast or have a successful business. I know so many of my friends that have 6, 7, 8-figure businesses, and they have a really small show. They don't have something that Forbes is calling saying, hey, let me feature you and put you on the cover of all these things. They're doing just fine for what success is for them. And I think that that's another important piece too, is not comparing. And we actually talked about this on the episode that we did for my show. And you'll have to go back and listen to it, Amanda. I just listened to it today, so I have an advantage of exactly what we talked about. But that's what we talked about, is like redefining success, like not chasing this idea of what everyone else says you're supposed to have in order to be successful. It's really going back to the roots. Again, I always talk about foundational things that don't change. And it's not the shine. You won't see me talking about the shiny objects and the things that are the get rich quick things. It's the sustainable practices that you can implement that you will still be podcasting 5 years from now, six months from now. Like, I know that's so profound just to say 6 months from now, but there's many people that will start and stop. So that's really where I like to ground myself and teach and preach from, that level of, you can do this. There's so much room at this table for you to come hang out with us. And you would get to network with awesome people. This is the other piece that I love so much about podcasting.
Gosh, me too. I feel like it opened up a world that I did not even know existed. And now I'm connected to people like yourself and so many others, because it is a totally different world of podcasting. And you and I have talked about it, so I'm just going to say it out loud, that at some point there's going to be a gathering of podcasters.
Yes.
And we're going to be in the same room together. So it's going to, we're going to put that into the universe too.
Absolutely.
So they've got their 20 ideas. I want to kind of like wrap this up a little bit. And I'll definitely encourage everyone yet again to buy your book, because that's really the answer of the step-by-step. But they've got these 20 ideas. They understand how podcasting works. They've heard us say they can't stop, because it's basically encouraging them. What is that next step that you would encourage people to take?
Yeah, I have this boot camp, and it's free. Oh, yes. Totally free boot camp.
Perfect.
And it actually used to be 5 days. So I had created this in 2019, and it was really like a lead magnet into my course. And it's like, I thought about, because I'm so... Now, like in the beginning, I didn't think about strategy. Now I over-strategize everything.
Same.
And so I'm like, hang on, let's make it. So that was my 2019 version. My 2023 version is a lot simpler. It's a 5-minute podcast instead of 5 days.
See, and it's okay to evolve and change,
yes,
everyone.
Yes, absolutely. But what it is, again, I think that people get so overwhelmed that they don't understand what all is involved in podcasting. It's like they think that there's a boogeyman like out to get them. Like, oh, but if I go around this corner, then I'm gonna have to deal with something that's called an XLR cable or a USB cable and dynamic microphones and condenser microphones and all these things that are super overwhelming. And I'm like, time out. Hang on. None of that matters. Like equipment, software, yes, you should have a setup that's easy for you to replicate every single time you're going to create an episode. You should have something that's stable, like it's going to have a good internet connection and you'll be able to record things simply, because if it's hard and complicated, it's not going to work. But after that, after you make those decisions about equipment and your microphone, just keep recording. Just start creating your podcast. And so in this bootcamp, I show you exactly what you have to do. It's a workflow I walk you through from planning to publishing and marketing an episode. So you don't have that boogeyman like lurking around the corner saying, boo, like, gotcha. You don't know how to do that. Like, good luck. It's going to, you know, get stopped in your tracks, because there's so many things along the way that people can get tripped up on. So again, take out the barriers, take out the excuses. Like, I'm going to strip them all down, and it's literally 5 minutes. So you have no excuse on
that is
not going through this 5-minute bootcamp.
Well, we will be linking that for certain. That is incredible. Again, wish I had found you when I was doing all of this and overthinking all of it. But that's the thing, is we just have to keep it simple. And what I really appreciate that you said that, oh my gosh, like this will be the thing. When anyone asks me about a podcast, this is what I'm going to share with them. Number one, you. Number two, have a setup that is easy to use. Mm-hmm. If you have to pull out all of this equipment, it's never going to happen. And I totally agree with that. I overcomplicated things at the beginning, and it felt like I had to do a whole setup and change things. And now I have this arm that has a microphone on it. No one needs that, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's so easy for me now. And it was the investment of whatever this arm cost is, which is not that much. The microphone's fancier now than when I started. But but again, I don't know, first 2 years, it was a very simple microphone.
Yeah. I have, no one can, if you're not watching the video, you can't see. I keep my microphone back here. My husband was we should throw that away. And I'm like, that is like throwing away the Holy Grail. Like, we are not throwing that away. This is my $20 microphone that I got off of Amazon. It literally plugs in. There's no buttons. There's no settings. Like, you plug it in and good luck. Like,
I love
literally
that.
How simple it is, but I keep it. And he was like, we should, like, he was trying to make it look all pretty in the background. He's like, we should cut the cord off. Like, if you cut the cord off, then you can't see it. And I said, do not touch that microphone, whatever you do. Like, those are fighting words. Don't do it, because that is my baby. But yeah, it was $20. It was literally $20. So I have every type of microphone that you can have. And I can tell you that you can record with no microphone on a mobile device and it be perfectly fine. So don't let that be the barrier that you're telling yourself, well, I can get started. I don't have anything fancy. Mm-hmm. No, you don't need anything fancy. You can do this.
I love it. And that is the number one thing is like, keep it simple. You can do this. Gosh, I love it. So I'm going to make sure that the link to your boot camp is there or is the episode. Is it still called boot camp?
Yeah. So it's crystalprofit.com/podcast bootcamp.
Perfect.
And that's all that it is. But yeah, I'll make sure that you have everything.
Awesome. So we've got that link. And of course, I'm going to link your book, but I know everyone's going to want to know more. So you just gave one link. Where else can people follow you, find you, and work with you?
Yeah. Go to crystalprofit.com. Yes. Profit is my last name. We didn't even get into that whole thing, but... But it's Crystal with a K, and then Profit has two F's and two T's. And if you go to my homepage and you go all the way down to the bottom, you can get on my email list, and that will give you links to the podcast, links to the book. It will tell you I have a daily show and I have a weekly show. And I mean, just all the ways that you can hang out with me. I would love for your community to come. And again, I think this is what's so cool about podcasting is there's never this idea of, well, you can only listen to Amanda's podcast and you can't listen to my podcast. It's like, nope, just put it on the rotation and put it for your next commute or your next walk. Like, come and listen to us and hang out with us, because I think that this community is so special and I love what you're doing for entrepreneurs and helping them live unapologetically. It's like, again, I listened to our episode today, and so I have this word unapologetic, like just in the ethos today surrounding me.
I love it so much.
So I love what you're doing for people.
Oh, well, thank you. And right back at you. I cannot wait to share this episode with everyone and send people your way, because you are doing amazing things in this world. And I appreciate and love that you followed your passion. So thank you, Crystal, for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Amanda.
So, are you ready to start your podcast? Because if you are listening all the way to the end of this episode, it is time to start your podcast, my friend. And I cannot wait to celebrate with you. So, I've got two options for you. So, if you are ready, which I want you to be, and you're committed to the process, then if you want to bootstrap this and do this like I did, of like one Google search at a time, I'm still going to save you some time and energy, because Crystal has that free podcasting boot camp. It's 5 minutes. You're going to learn a ton and you can run with that information. So that's the free option. It's in the show notes. You can find it on our website as well, and you can get started really, really quickly. So that's the free option. Crystal also has a paid option. Her course, Profit Podcasting, is fire. It is amazing. This is the thing I wish I had. And I'm an affiliate for her. And so I'm not an affiliate for a lot of people, because I really want to believe in what I am sharing with you and see the insides of it and really trust the thing I'm promoting. And I trust this. I want you to get this. This will save you time, energy, and money. Yes, it is a paid course, but it will save you money, I promise, because of your time and so much frustration. She's got tech tutorials. She has Q&As that you can ask her questions, and she's got everything that's updated. Everything in her course is updated, so it's not like you're buying a course from 17 years ago that's telling you to do something that's outdated. It's updated. It's amazing. So in addition to everything that Crystal has in her course, I have created a special bonus as well, because I know you're a listener of this podcast and you want to know what I've learned as well. So in episode number 200, I shared my lessons learned. However, I saved a handful of things that are a little more advanced that I have saved for the bonus of Crystal's course. And so as soon as you join her course, all you have to do is email support@amandamckinney.com. Let me know that you joined Crystal's course and give me your order number or whatever you want to do, and we will get you the bonus. So in order to do that, make sure to use the affiliate link from my website. It's at amandamckinney.com/faves. That's as in favorites, F-A-V-S. When you click on that link, you can scroll down and see my podcasting resources and Crystal's courses listed there. Make sure to use that link, and Crystal will also be able to verify that you went through with this link, and then you'll be able to get the bonus, because I want to give it to
to you because it is good. And you will love everything in combination between what Crystal shares with you, saves you time and energy. Then I've got the bonus for you. And get this, when you go through her course, you can have your podcast up and live, something that you're super proud of, in 30 days. From an idea to a live podcast in 1 month, you could have this. And I can't wait to celebrate with you. So go to amandamckinney.com/faves. And also be sure to listen to Crystal's podcast. That's another free resource that you can have as well. Her podcast name is The Profit Podcast. And you can hear me as a guest on there and so many other guest as well. You will really enjoy it, especially if you're interested in podcasting. She has a lot of great information. So until next time, give yourself permission to start that podcast that you're dreaming of and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.